Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner with Spawn, Volume 3. Now, I know I said I was going to do The Boys, but, it's already 12:30, and I kind of want to get this stuff, hammered out, and doing 200 pages of The Boys just not going to work tonight. So, we'll do The Boys a little later. Maybe I'll do The Boys tomorrow with Discipline. I don't know. We'll see. But there's going to be a lot more stuff coming out today than just this comic book. We still got the show, our new rant show that we're doing. We got Being a Dick coming up. We got the old open mic that I did last week. There's a bunch of other stuff coming up. So, just hold on. It's coming. Spawn Origins Collection, Volume 3, 15 to 20. 5 issues, and is this long? On the list of reasons why I left Marvel Comics, money was not that high of a priority on it. My leaving was on a creative level. I wanted to go and do a comic book in which I wanted the main character to stand on a beach for all 22 pages if I could. I wanted him to fight 5 villains if I could. Let me rephrase this. I wanted to go and do a comic book in which if I wanted the main character to stand on a beach for all 22 pages, I could. If I wanted him to fight 5 villains, I could. If I wanted him to be flying, I could. And if I wanted him to appear at night, I could. I left because I felt that creatively my hands were being tied at any given month and that I was drawing other people's stories. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters Page, Issue 16. Now that is great. That's why we have Comicsgate. That's why we have independent publishers. Even people say, oh, the woke stuff. Yeah, they have a place to do it. We don't have to read it. But the problem is, the woke stuff, is now, Marvel and DC are just doing that stuff now. So, even when woke was, niche, back when it was mainly Image, a lot of Image books, and of course there was Boombox, and, Humanoids even had their little label. Humanoids, to be fair, they started up when Marvel did, but, originally, Image and maybe Boombox and a few others were places where they were doing that more kind of woke writing, I guess you could say. And, it was niche, but now it's the big thing. And now it's gotten into everything. So now there's writers that's like, okay, I don't want to write this shit. And Marvel and DC are like, well, that's our thing now, fuck you. So they left, just like, Todd left and a bunch of the other guys left. And they're doing their own thing now. Like Ripaverse. And a lot of you are going to ask Grimm, are you going to review Ripaverse's comic Esom Volume 1? I'm going to say no. And the only reason why I'm going to say no is nothing against Ripa. He's a good dude. Got nothing against Eric July. But what I am going to say is there's no digital copy. That's what I wanted. A digital copy. Somebody even asked on my server, why don't you just ask him for one? Because I don't know him that well, and he doesn't know me that well. You don't just go to somebody, because he doesn't have any reason to give me a copy of that book. He doesn't know who I am. He doesn't have any... He can see that I do the comics, but he doesn't... I have 15 people on YouTube. 15 people. Yes, we do get some hits on our Spawn, and we get some hits on our... Blade Devil and a couple other comics. I thank you guys for that. But at the same time, he doesn't know me enough or even know that I have a following enough that people will come and look. Sure, it would give us some a bump in subscribers and things. People would be more interested in, me doing this there on YouTube. But the problem is, it's kind of unprofessional. You have to have sort of a backing before you could do that. If this was a comic book guy, a more well-known, like Yellow Flash or or Umbrella Guy or somebody like that that was doing the comic, then that would probably be another situation, because he would have a big following and people would be following along, you know, literally following along with him. Me, I can't do that because I don't have, I've got a BitChute audience and a MGTOW.TV audience that I'm thankful for. And of course YouTube as well. But at the same time, you know, I don't have a big enough audience, as far as the YouTube, the main platform, is concerned. So, if anybody wants to, on my behalf, ask Rippa, like, the Grim Lord is interested in maybe reviewing a digital version of your comic book and not the whole thing, just enough so that people know the character and the story and would want to purchase it, I mean, that would be great. I mean, personally, I was going to buy a digital, you know, get a physical digital, kind of like I did with Blade Devil, which I still haven't gotten my physical yet, but, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what's hold up. One of these days, it'll be in my mailbox. But, at any rate, you know, I decided just maybe I'll buy a t-shirt, you know, support him like that. That's cool. I can wear it. So, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm going to do, and I think that'd be the best option for me at the moment. Well, let's go ahead and get started. 15, November 1993, Miss Part 2. Oh, look at that. Banished by the devil to a life on Earth in human form, the Violator is at a loss for what to do next. Faced with unaccustomed silence from down below, he's biding his time until he can figure a way to get back his lost powers. Normally a misshapen embodiment of horror with protruding horns and talons, he is now stuck in a 3-foot-10-inch body looking like a miniature sumo wrestler gone to seed. Bad seed. He is the victim of his own failure to fulfill his master's wishes. On his last mission, the Violator's orders were to provoke the newly arrived spawn to experiment with its powers. Instead of staging a direct attack, the Violator decided to draw the spawn out by going on a killing spree. By dismembering some of New York's top mafia dons, the Violator hoped to attract the mob and police into a 2-pronged attack against Spawn, the new powerful costume player in the area. Instead, the Violator only complicated matters. After all, there was nothing to link Spawn with the weirdly brutal killings. In fact, that senseless assault caused the crime cartel to become cautious for a while. Crime actually went down a few percentage points. From the devil's point of view, this was unacceptable. For hell to prosper, evil must gain new ground, and the Violator was to blame for the sorry state of decline. As a punishment, the Violator has lost access to his monstrous, more powerful form. Our rotund Violator, the world-class idiot, simply didn't get it. Figuring that he's merely been replaced by the new Hellspawn, he decided to take a reasoned approach and build some support at the grassroots. If he can impress the young man with his magnificent skills and devil-may-care philosophy, his master may look kindly upon the eventual disease results of his influence. Clint, Mark, and Spaz, 3 citizens of the streets, have been drafted as observers for his one-man battle of wits. He's been telling them of a campaign against another spawn fought nearly 800 years ago. This tale, we are quick to point out, involves 2 victims, the spawn and the fax. You heard me. I completely flame-broiled the little booger. The Violator clears his... Sorry. The Violator clears his throat, spits impressively, and continues. You heard me. I completely flame-broiled the little booger. Issue number 4. Tom. Ah, so now you're a fire breather as well as an 800-year-old fighting stud. Exactly. Unfortunately for you boys, there's more to my tale of bravery. As I was saying, since the daylight was gone, I needed to poke around to make sure that my foe was, in actuality, dead. I scoured the charred remains for verification. The Spawn Wizard was a very crafty individual, so I didn't want to make any mistakes. The boss usually liked proof. He's always been picky like that. Since I couldn't find any of the Spawn's remains, my proof would have to be found elsewhere. Your boyfriend is finished, dear maiden. I hope you don't mind if I ask you to join him. If I brought the boss, the head of Spawn's wicked mother, that would be my evidence. Only if the Spawn were truly dead would I have been allowed to decapitate the witch herself. Please. For the love of God, I beg you. Your God is my enemy, so beg all you want. I hope he's listening. Because of all the pain she and her offspring had brought to the neighboring lands, I wanted to make sure that she died slowly. I wanted her to suffer like all those innocent victims her son tortured. So I began to cut her slowly. I rejoiced at every scream, savoring the moment. I could almost taste victory, but something was wrong. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but this was all going down far too easily. Then I heard his voice. His horrific form stood directly behind me. Obviously, I had burned only his armor, not his flesh. Like I said, he was a tricky son of a gun. This finger is but the first of many pieces I shall cut from your satanic body. How dare you touch my maiden! How dare you use her to get at me? I'd have thought the creatures of hell had more courage than to hide behind defenseless women. Has your creator become such a coward? Teleporting out of his battle gear was pretty slick. He's your creator, too. My prince, your body, what has happened to you? Already weary from our initial struggle, I didn't know how much longer I could last. I'm still amazed at how long I endured the two-sided attack from the spawn wizard and his mother. I couldn't fail them. The good people have put their faith in me. My lady is but a child, an artistic soul. Her handiworks are things of joy. Oh, damn it. Blow after blow I withstood, yet somehow I knew I would overcome. The people of that land needed me. Now, I couldn't fail them, the good people who put their faith in me. My lady is but a child, an artistic soul. Her handiworks are things of joy, of beauty. Tomorrow she may paint of my victory, of how the devil was thwarted in his challenge to my skills. Tell your master that I will never be his puppet. Not now, not ever. Our epic battle continued with my superior skills. I was quickly able to overcome the witch. As panic took hold, her spells became increasingly less effective. I was now free to concentrate exclusively on her son. Let's see here. I want to make sure that... Alright. Her cold black eyes witnessed every measure of harm I inflicted upon her body. It warmed my heart. How many times had they cackled sadistically while stripping the flesh from a crying baby, I asked myself. Probably more times than either could remember. Even murder can become tedious, I suppose. Well, it was a high time someone turned the tables on those two, showing them for the monsters they were. My prince, what have you become? Soon I gained the advantage again. The boss had trained me well in the ways and weaknesses of the spawn. For instance, when faced with an overwhelming threat, a seasoned spawn will instinctively rely on his physical skills. Only rarely will he feel at risk enough to drain any of his energy in response. These spawn wizards are as skilled at hand-to-hand combat as any man or creature that may challenge them. Sensing a slight imperfection in my plan of attack, he fainted, then struck. My overconfidence had betrayed me. I had been relieved of my faithful broadsword. Now, completely vulnerable, I had to think quickly. Breathing fire at him was the only type of attack I hadn't tried yet. On careful consideration, I decided not to use that ace up my sleeve yet. The wizard had to be closer for my flames to be effective. I had to wait for him to come in nice and tight and attempt his killing blow before my last gallant attempted victory was put to the test. He didn't fail me. With lightning speed, I pounced on him. Though he was much larger than I, my grit and determination were clearly traits new to his experience. I swear, by what life remains, that you shall pay for the lives of these villagers. Wow, look at that. What kind of monster would eat the hearts of children? A very hungry, deserving one. Though I must confess, I do prefer the hearts of grown humans. They're far meatier, with lots and lots of flavor. A child's organs aren't nearly as ripe. Damn your soul! Ah, dear boy, you're far too late for that. I serve the master in the darkness. He wished to see if you were worthy of a place in his army, wanted to know if you could be a leader. It'll be my pleasure to tell him that I, a native of hell, am far better qualified than some earth-born beginner. Then, my moment of truth, it was now or never. I French fried him again, making sure I struck flesh, not armor this time. A direct hit. It's over, Hellspawn. You've lost. Ah? What trickery is this? His cape and chains, they're alive. And so am I, dear love. The evil power that created me didn't warn this enemy to the extent of my magic. How carelessly he forgot my costume. Now it binds him into submission. Prepare yourself, demon. You are about to die. It was a simple task to protect myself from your flames, though it wasted precious energy. Now this mystical sword I've created drains even more, though it shall serve a very worthy cause. It was finally over. Only thing left to do was collect my prize trophy for the boss. His head! To send you back to... Oh, excuse me. To send you back to hell! Wow. The battle was finally over. Please don't hurt me. Don't! You have nothing to fear, my love. I did only what was necessary to protect you. That my true appearance was revealed to you is unfortunate. You now understand why you've never seen me without armor. I needed you to want me for myself. I'm truly sorry if I've hurt you in any way. I swear I meant you no harm. Don't do this to me. Stay away. Please, leave me alone. Monster, help, please. Sob. Somebody help. Isn't that always the way? Somehow, the evil witch escaped into the night, and even that worked to my advantage. She was never quite the same after that fight, repeating the story over and over. I beg you. So my legend was born. The witch's witless retellings became more erratic as she wandered village to hamlet over the generations, over other village to hamlet, rather. Over the generations, other storytellers rendered the story with whimsy and magnificence. You want proof? It's as close as your nearest library. Though the pictures aren't quite right, my legacy has endured. I was the first dragon. It's not the name I give myself, and I don't know why they colored me green, but hey, that's showbiz. I'm not complaining. As for my boss, well, suffice it to say, he was pleased with my work. Excellent, dear child. You've done a most admirable job. Not only did you prove that my new spawn has the potential to become a fine officer, you also managed to destroy the one thing he held dear. Another's love for him. I now make you whole again. You've served me well. Well, there you have it, boys. Huh? Bozo, loser, not only did I get a raise, I put dragons, that is me, into Western culture. Kind of beautiful, isn't it? Ain't it? Why, you ungrateful swine, after all the cash I laid out too, why I oughta... Oomph, that's it, no more Mr. Nice Guy. When I get finished with those little rugrats, they'll wish... What's this? Police still have no leads in the mysterious deaths of New York's crime lords. The victims are brutally murdered in their offices. One line of investigation is directed toward a renegade youngblood type of Shadowhawk-inspired wacko. Even alleged criminal kingpin Vito Gravano had sent for protection in the form of the Italian bodyguard Overkill. Vito angrily lays blame at the feet of those costumed do-gooders. What? It's time I paid Mr. Vito a little visit. Ain't no way someone else gets credit for my kills. Especially not that punk spawn. Sleep. Though it is no longer necessary as it had been, Al Simmons, strictly by habit, rest daily. His new circumstance as an agent of evil from deep in the bowels of some netherworld hasn't erased his humanistic self-image. Habits, routines, in these new times, they are his only source for tranquility. If you will, for escape. Hey, bud, how many times I gotta tell you creeps to stay away from the back door? For details of the Violator's visit to Vito Gravano's office, see the Violator's own miniseries, coming in 94, Tom. You hear me? I'm getting freaking tired of you trying to steal the food scraps from Mr. Noir's restaurant. Thought I made myself clear last time. You must be the deaf one of the bunch. Okay, take it easy. No sense in getting in such a big huff. I'll be out of your way in a minute. Did know someone could take such pride in protecting scraps of leftover liver. Oh, a smartass, eh? I don't need no grief for some two-bit drunk loser. Get me? Gah! As it happens, Al was getting up to leave when the muscle-bound stiff challenged him. Years ago, Al's military training taught him that not every confrontation leads to a battle, that there are times when a peaceful retreat is a good strategy. It took Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons a long time to grasp that notion. His instincts told him that every situation had to be settled right there on the spot. Fortunately, he learned better. Damn it. As his missions became more... I don't know if I was supposed to say that. Oh, no, I wasn't. Okay. As his missions became more and more secretive, Al developed a repertoire of subtle reactions. That need has never been greater. His total energy is limited. Al, aka Spawn, needs to keep his physical conflicts to a minimum. I'll break your nose, smartass. Power usage would be stupid right now. Damn it. I said I'd leave. You're right, in a body bag. Some days it doesn't pay to try and be nice. Gah! Lucky for him, Al needn't rely solely on his powers to take care of himself. Hold still, Tubby. I want to show you something. Snap! Snap! Thunk! Thunk! Get the picture now? I could have rammed these boards so far through those beady little eyes that your brains would be oozing out the sockets. You see, I don't like being muscled, especially when I said I'd leave. Now then, unless you want me to get really pissed off, I suggest we switch roles. It's my turn to ask you to leave. Pronto! Yes, sir! Getting tired of people constantly invading my turf. I just might have to send out a long, loud signal. This is spawn territory! We know you've been messing with us, Fitzgerald. No one likes a rat. So you better be a good boy. You better be a very good boy, and hope we don't find nothing incriminating. Because if we do, there ain't no place you're going to be able to hide from us. And when we find you, words can't describe the kind of pain we can inflict. Well, gotta go now. Kiss that beautiful wife of yours for me. She sure is a looker. I've been watching her for almost 3 weeks now. Pretty sexy nightgown she's been wearing. You son of a bitch. Now, Terry, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Kiss that baby of yours for me, too. Click! It will be nearly 20 minutes before Terry moves. Another 40 before he stops sweating. Next issue, Grant Morrison and Greg Capullo. Oh, wow. Aren't those some titans? Well, you got some Morrison today. Two Morrisons. You got the Invisibles, and now you're getting Spawn with Morrison. Let's see how Morrison tackles Spawn. 1993, Reflections, Part 1, December. Okay. Nice little cover. There it is, Major Vale. That's the place. I call it Simmonsville, private joke. We're quite safe here, of course, but I'd like you to keep a close watch on our two, well, what can I call them? Not guinea pigs. Volunteers. Geez, how'd we get ourselves into this one, Brewer? This place is freaking me out totally, man. You ever been to Disneyland? Let's see if I can get that out today. Sure, I've been to Disneyland. What the hell's that got to do with anything? I don't know. Just kind of reminds me of this place. It's like nothing fits, you know? There's a church right next to a water slide and a factory in the middle of the park and the whole place is deserted like it. Heads up, Stevens. We got incoming. Cratch! Welcome to Simmonsville, Major Vale. Wow, look at that. Our very own little piece on hell on earth. Our very own little piece of hell on earth. Oh, wow. Look at that. I mean, that's supposed to be a full spread. Really nice work. It happened just over 5 years ago, Major. A routine underground A-bomb test here in Nevada opened a hole into what we thought was another dimension. That other dimension turned out to be hell, Major Vale. We stumbled onto a doorway to hell. We sent in an armed task force and they were never seen again. Last thing we heard from them was a garbled radio message about waterfalls of blood and fogs that dissolve flesh. No way. No friggin' way, man. This ain't real, Stevens. It's gotta be some kind of hallucination. They're testing a drug on us or something. It can't be. One thing we did find out, though, is that hell is composed of a substance we call psychoplasm. Sklutch. Psychoplasm is a material of a kind unknown in the physical world. It changes in response to mental states. Whatever you're thinking of, whatever you desire or fear, psychoplasm becomes that thing. Brewer! Oh, Jesus. Brewer? Larry? Where are you, Larry? Where are you? Brekka, 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 brekka. Boo! Yeah! No! Just imagine what it would mean to the U.S. military if we could gain control of such a substance, Major Vale. Which brings me to Al Simmons. Don't hurt me, please. I got a wife, please. Simmons was a good man. One of our best. God knows. I trained him myself. Taught him everything I know. But he went soft. He became expendable. And so I made a deal. There are presences in hell, Major. I contacted one of those presences and made a deal with it. I gave it Simmons for its army. It gave me psychoplasm. Give me a break, soldier. Show me some... Give me a break, soldier. Show some spine, why don't ya? Your buddy sure did. The town you're looking at, the town where our two unfortunate volunteers are currently facing their worst nightmares, is composed entirely of psychoplasm. Stop, please. Oh, God, stop. Ba-dump. Will you quit with the God all the time? You're making me nauseous. When we sent Simmons to hell, we stole his memories. Those memories, acting upon raw psychoplasm, created Simmonsville, a fake town built from the jumble of one man's recollections. Yeah, this is Morrison, all right. Houses that he lived in, the schools he went to, the playgrounds he played in, factories and churches and parks, all created here in the desert above the doorway to hell. Ba-dunk. No! This is where we've been conducting our research, Major. This is what I wanted you to see. Slam! Interested? That's the craziest goddamn thing I ever heard, Mr. Wynn. But I can't deny what I just saw with my own eyes. Those things were demons. Is that what you're telling me? I just don't know how I can take this on board. It is all a little overwhelming, Major Vale. I can understand that. Why not think things over and we'll talk again in an hour or two, when I completed my daily workout. How does that sound? Cut to New York City. High above a twilight maze of dingy, rain-swept alleyways, the spawn broods. Once I was Al Simmons, but I got shafted, sent to hell. Hold on. Questions. For every answer I get, there are more questions. Things used to make sense, but now they're just getting crazier. Plots, deals, heaven and hell, angels and demons running loose on the streets of New York, and me. What am I? What am I really? Once I was Al Simmons, but I got shafted, sent to hell. I made a deal with the devil and got shafted all over again. Story of my friggin' life and death. I gave him my soul. He gave me a whole mess of grief and pain. And now I'm some kind of undead freak with a face like a stale pizza and a memory that's shot to hell. I'm finding more and more every day, but I still don't know what really happened or what I really am. Al Simmons is dead. Chapel pulled the trigger, but what I have to know is who gave the order? Who set me up? Who sent me to hell? And if I'm dead, how come I have a body? Since when did dead guys get to have bodies? And if I'm here, what do they bury in Al Simmons' grave? There's only one way to find out. I know where I have to go, even though it scares the crap out of me. There's something I should have done a long time ago, but first I need to let off some steam. Maybe spread a little of this pain around. Back off, guys! Well, what do we got here? One more piece of garbage that didn't get swept away. I don't know what this city's coming to, I really don't. I don't really think you want to do this. Oh yeah? Well, I don't give a flying fart what you think, scumbag. We're just a couple of concerned citizens trying to do something about the homeless problem. We call it the Burn a Bum scheme, don't we, Bernie? Burn a bum! So, get ready to burn in hell, hell? You really want to talk about hell, bud? Then let's talk. Jeez, it's that guy, the spawn guy, the spook. Blow him away, Bernie! You heard him, Bernie. Go ahead. Hold on. You heard him, Bernie. Go ahead. Blow me away. My hand! Looks like Bernie's too busy right now. You want to take a shot? Scum! Jesus, give me a break. We weren't going to torch the guy. It was just a joke. It's not fair. Using powers against normal guys. You think I need powers to deal with scum like you? Do you? My hand! Sorry about that. Guess I was just feeling pissed. Guess you were. I know it's hard around here, but try to keep out of trouble. And if anyone comes looking for me, tell them I've gone to dig up an old friend. Sure I will, Hellspawn. Sure I will. Not far away in Midtown Manhattan, in a mirror-walled building with no name and no number. I would never question a direct order, no, but isn't this a little, well, drastic? I've done my best to run Terran affairs quietly and without... Well, if we've had to withdraw a diplomatic envoy from hell... The problem is serious, yes, I understand. Right away, yes. Problems, Gabrielle? New orders from upstairs. Remember the earthbound Hellspawn who defeated Angela recently? Well, apparently this spawn is special, and special means dangerous. We've been empowered to create our own soldier to destroy the creature. The balance of power must be seriously compromised if control's prepared to intervene so directly in the affairs of the earthly plane. Let's just hope our orbital angel station is up and running, Michaela. We have work to do. That's the situation as it stands. We have full authority to empower a human agent to destroy the Hellspawn. Is the station ready? Of course, it was a simple matter to hollow out the bodies of the humans here and install our own essences within them. The station is now fully operational, Gabrielle. We will begin the procedure immediately. I will contact the Avenging Angel of the Fifth Heaven and arrange for the transfer of the elemental fire. Your soldier will be fully empowered and ready for combat before sunrise your time. A soldier? Fearful times are upon us, it seems. What kind of human has the strength to bear the elemental fire? The subject has already been selected. I'm bringing him up now. Ready when you are, gentlemen. Walk! Squack! Cho! Chun! Whatever they're paying you, gentlemen, it's too much. You fight like little girls. If I was an enemy, you'd be dead meat. As it is, you're out of a job. Activating transference. Fire those excuses for soldiers in there and tell Major Vale I'll be with him in... My God! Sir! My God, how did I get here? Who the hell are you people? Are you his people? Answer me, damn you! We do not serve the Malbolgia. We are the servants of a higher power. As will you when our work is done. No, wait, you don't know who I am. Ah, it's burning! God help me, it's burning! This is the place. This is where they buried me. What am I so scared of? There won't be anything in here. There can't be. They can't have buried Al Simmons here because I'm Al Simmons. I'll pull back the lid of this goddamn coffin and I'll look in and I'll see... No. No! The smell like some sick ancient thing breathing in my face. Filthy. Rotten. It's me, dear God in heaven. It's my body. And if this is all that's left of Al Simmons... What am I? God help me. What am I? What have you done to me? Our work is accomplished. It hurts. It hurts! What have you done to me? Ah! You are our creature now. We've made you strong and terrible so that you may go back and destroy the Hellspawn. The elemental fire of heaven burns within you now. You are no longer living. No longer human. Rise up. Be born again, soldier of the light. Anti-spawn! So that's who Anti-Spawn was. Next, Malbolgia is the devil. I forgot what his name was. The Vindicator? I can't remember. Is it the Vindicator? I can't remember. 17 January 1994. Flexions Part 2. Oh, who was the next writer? I didn't say. Look at that. Nice cover. Somewhere in time, there is laughter. Ha 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 ha. The mocking, mirthless laughter of the bad god, the Malbolgia, as he surveys his work and declares it good, as he gazes down upon the man he has condemned to an unliving hell. His creature, his knight of the pit. His Hellspawn. Ah, my good and faithful servant, you've determined to learn a little more of the truth, I see. I hope it hurts. You've learned that the body you currently wear is not your earthly body, which lies decaying in this grave. Now let me show you something, my little Hellspawn. It may bring you understanding and me a moment's sport. I hear a voice in my head, the voice I can never forget, like fingernails grating on a blackboard. Poof! I feel his cold hand around my soul, like I'm dying again. And suddenly I'm somewhere else, away from the rain. Where am I? This place is a doorway into my realm, a gate that stands open onto hell. This particular portal occupies part of a military testing ground in Nevada. Surely you recognize what you see. This street. I lived here when I was a kid. That church is where I was married. My God, what is this place? How kind of you to call me God. Hell is built of a substance your people have taken to calling psychoplasm, which adapts itself to human thoughts and fears. When you died, your memories acted upon psychoplasm to create all of this. Just as your new spawn body is composed of psychoplasm and can change its shape, so too can this gateway assume the forms of any thoughts or emotions imprinted upon it. Look, do you remember that day on the lake? When you bent the knee and begged Wanda to marry you, how touching. Wanda, no, Leave her out of this. Not my wife. No, not your wife. Just a stray memory given flesh. But how such memories must sting when you think of her in the arms of another man. Oh, I delight in the sweet, sad taste of your pain, little hellspawn. For you, there can only be pain.
It was different.
For you, there can be only pain. I savor the bitterness of your tears on my tongue. Each day, you are more my slave. It will not be long before you crawl towards my throne to take your place in my army. I look forward to seeing you.
Somewhere in time, there is laughter, but the bad god does not laugh alone. There is another sound in the airless dark, the cold laughter of angels. It is done. The soldier is ready. Our anti-spawn has been prepared for his first battle. Then key him to the Hellspawn's aura profile, initiate transmission, and pray for a swift kill. There is a brief sound, like a choir catching its breath, and a silver-white comet explodes down through the upper atmosphere.
Where are you, you bastard? You took my life. You took my soul. Where are you? Woom! Don't know what the hell that was, but my skin's crawling with static. There's something in here. Something in there, rather. Something bad. Hellspawn, I've come for you.
Dude looks fucking badass.
Meanwhile, in Washington, government sources are refusing to confirm or deny rumors about the disappearance of controversial president advisor Jason Wynn. Wynn was scheduled to appear in a live television debate earlier. Click!
Can call me a crank all they want, but I say this whole Wynn disappearance story stinks to high heaven of conspiracy and cover-up. Just what were Wynn's connections to alleged Youngblood covert operations and all those other sneaky little dirty tricks outings that nobody seems to want to report? And what did Wynn have to say about the new information that's come to light, which suggests that Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons, who died 6 years ago, may have been murdered by his own people? Pretty strange, then, that Jason Wynn should suddenly click.
Best for your dog, best for your pocket.
Okay.
Was that something on the news about Al?
Not really. They're still talking about this Jason Wynn thing. I didn't think you'd want to hear it again, Wanda.
I never liked that guy, Wynn. He came around a couple of times when Al and I were married, and he always gave me the creeps.
Well, Jason was involved in a lot of bad stuff, but he always managed to keep his nose clean. I guess that's why Al finally fell out with him.
It's weird, you know. I keep thinking about Al. It's like he was somehow there in a way that he wasn't before. I don't know. It's kind of spooky, I guess. As long as you don't stop thinking about me, honey.
Not in a million years, Terry. You know that. And who knows about Jason Wynn, or whether he's finished off the face of the earth anyway, or vanished.
Let me do that again.
And who knows about Jason Wynn, or whether he's vanished off the face of the earth anyway. I mean, does it really matter? Click.
More than you think, Wanda Blake.
For Jason Wynn has been reborn as the anti-spawn, and stands face to face with his old adversary, Al Simmons, though neither man suspects.
I've come to destroy you, Hellspawn.
Yeah, you're welcome to try.
Shrach!
Whatever he throws at me, it hits like a freight train. Feels like everything inside me just caught fire, like glass and acid in my veins. Everything spins and a wall comes up behind me. Colors! Scrush!
Wow. Just look at the art. Amazing.
Ugh! Lightning crackling down my nervous system. I can smell incense and old wood. Hurt bad. This is where we were married, Wanda, but it's not a church, is it? Just hell pretending to be a church.
God, I'm in agony. And those voices sure ain't choir boys.
Looky here. What do we got? Is it a hellspawn? Smells like a hellspawn.
It's a hellspawn, all right. Not so high and mighty now, is he? Let's see him order us around.
I got an idea. Check his uniform. Well, he's still stunned. No reason why we shouldn't be fine captains in Hell's army.
Won't the uniform be bonded to his nervous system?
Not once we've peeled him like a... Whoop!
Stand away from him. He's mine. Filth, do you hear me? He's mine!
Stink of burning meat and sulfur. Who is this guy? Never faced so much raw power. What the hell does he want? What if he's stronger than me? And how come I feel like I know him? See how the holy burning light of heaven dispels the darkness? Now you, Hellspawn, I'll make you scream.
What the hell's going on down there in Simmonsville? I don't rightly know, Major Vale, sir. We got alarms going off all over the place. We've had to place an emergency exclusion zone around the whole area. Wind's vanished and nobody knows how or where. I just got here, soldier, and already looks to me like this project's falling apart at the seams. Wind said that was a doorway to hell down there. Looks to me like all hell just broke loose, boy. Well, the program means way too much to the U.S. government to just let it all go crazy. I'm going in there, exclusion zone or no goddamn exclusion zone. And there ain't nothing on earth or hell that's gonna stop me, that's for sure. I can't take much more of this. Gotta try and take him out. Ah! Goddamn, I missed and he's still coming. The next blast will kill me. Gotta get out of here. A switch snaps home in my brain, and I dissolve my body. Everything falls inward like a collapsing balloon. The world breaks up and goes out, and I'm traveling. A shotgun blast through unspace at the speed of light, stress molecules streaking with shock. I'm never gonna believe anything I see on Star Trek again. Teleportation hurts. It hurts bad. And as before, the Spawn is drawn back as though by some psychic magnet to the labyrinthine alleyways of the Bowery. So I says to the cop, I says, hey, look at this here. What you call that? Jesus, it's the 4th of July. To the place he calls home. Get away, all of you. You might be able to follow. Get away. It's the Spawn. You don't look so good, big guy. No, get out of here. Go. It can't be. He can't have come after me so soon. I need more time. You can't hide. I can track you through time and space to the ends of the earth. There's nowhere to run from death. Wow. Again, just amazing artwork. Scrack! Can't see straight. Everything broken up inside. Is that blood in my eyes or... Jesus, the noise. It's my costume. Bleeding. Moaning. My costume's alive and he's wounded it. Don't you understand the pain? Burning inside? White fire? They set light to my soul. If I kill you, the angels will let me rest. Angels? What's he talking about? I'm losing consciousness. Can't take another... Squizz! Heads filled with light. I can't think straight. I just have to kill you. Then the fires will go out. I was a man once. Was I a man? Now I am the fiery soldier of heaven. Heaven's hunter. Heaven's harrier. And you... You're just prey. Shing! Time's up, Hellspawn. Again, amazing artwork. Reflections, Part 3, February 1994. Great art. On the street, they call him Dipper. No, this ain't right. He wasn't always Dipper. He used to be someone else. Marty, that was it. Marty Sladek. Private Marty Sladek. Kensah. 60, Kassan? Kassan? 69. You gotta watch out for your buddies. That was a rule of Nom. Only one time he didn't. He still dreams about it. The hot wind like a punch in the gut and the flying chunks of wet meat that used to be men. He'd felt that same devil's wind again when the Shining guy took out the Spawn just moments ago. What's a guy to do? What's a guy to do when he's seen his best buddies turn into exhibits from a museum of horrors? They rotated Marty back to the world, but it didn't make sense anymore. He just kept drinking and drinking until he forgot why he ever started. But now it's happening again. The Spawn guy turned up out of nowhere with some super crazy on his tail. He was beaten, wiped out. Nobody seemed able to do anything to help. You gotta watch out for your buddies. That was the rule. It ain't right we should just stand here. It just ain't right. But that was a long time ago. And this is now. CL Spawn... It's easy to die. I promise to make it hurt. Whang!
You gotta watch out for your buddies.
Who?
Filth! I'll burn your eyes out! I don't think so, pal. This is our turf, and we stick together. You got a beef with the Spawn, you got a beef with all of us. You don't know what you're facing. I'll tear you all apart. That's enough, bud. These people are under my protection. Got that? Kroom! Shrek! My costume howls as he tags me with another blast. Gotta move in fast. I'm still weak. I can't afford to let him gain the advantage again. You think you can hurt me, Heaven Soldier? I'll show you pain. This is what I feel. Feels like wires, burning lights in my head. Jesus, don't let me pass out. Walk. Wunsch. It looks like he's expended too much energy. Maybe his powers are similar to mine. No time to think about that now. I have to finish this. I'll kill you.
Yeah?
Welcome to the real world, bastard. Have a nice day.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Tell me about it. I think I got him. I hit him. Scared the crap out of me, but I hit him. You gotta watch out for your buddies, right? Oh, hold on. I did that wrong. That was in Spawn. I think I got him. I hit him. Scared the crap out of me, but I hit him. You gotta watch out for your buddies, right?
Sure, Dipper. You did the right thing, buddy.
Did I do the right thing? Jeez, what's he doing now? Disappeared. Look at that.
Well, I'll be damned. Wouldn't recommend it.
High above the Earth orbits the Angel Station, source of the Anti-Spawn's heavenly power. Control may see this as a failure on our part.
Release me, please! I'm burning inside! Kill me!
It was a first test run, nothing more. The Hellspawn is stronger and more resourceful than what we had thought. We must increase our soldiers' power levels and prepare them for more thoroughly for future encounters.
More elemental fire! No more, please, no!
I don't know what the hell that was all about, but I hope it's over. Well, I heard you could be pretty dumb, but give me a break. Over? You think Heaven goes to all the trouble of empowering an anti-spawn just to have it beaten in one little scuffle? An anti-spawn? Look, who are you? Didn't I see you earlier?
Sure did. You even saved my life. Although, to tell the truth, it did need saving.
We've been watching you, Simmons. I believe you met one of us before. A man named Cagliostro. See issue 9, Tom.
You see, Heaven and Hell ain't the only players in this game. There are other powers and agencies, owing allegiance to neither side, and there are methods whereby you can undo the bargain you made and retain your powers.
What?
Believe me, you can beat the devil. Who are you? What are you telling me?
My card.
But it's blank, only for now. When the time comes, we'll be in touch. More questions for another day. Right now, there's something I still have to do.
Here in the Nevada desert, there's a doorway to hell. It looks like town, but it's made out of something called psychoplasm, a substance which changes shape in response to thoughts and emotions. They took my memories and used them to give form to this terrible place. They took everything I was and perverted it. Now I'm taking it back.
Ka-chak! Woom!
Only way I know how.
You there!
Stop right there! Turn around! Show yourself, goddammit!
Oh, God, who are you?
Well, well, you won't remember me.
But I remember you, Major Vale.
You and Jason Wynn were cut from the same cloth, weren't you? Remember Ecuador? 6 good men died. A whole village of innocent people was wiped out. And you and Jason covered the whole thing up.
How do you know about that? That was a covert operation. Who the hell are you, mister?
Answer me, that's an order.
Maybe I got sick of taking orders from people like you, Vale. Now I'm giving you an order.
Drop dead.
I wish I could say it makes me feel better. Time to finish the job. I watch it all come down. I watch it all burn. The house I grew up in. The bar I drank in. The park and the school and the Uncle Martin's store. My life goes up in flames. Everything that was human is gone, except for one thing.
One memory of a perfect day remains as I stand in the blazing ruins. The memory of a spring day on the lake. The day I asked Wanda to marry me. Best day of my life. I use my mind to collapse the entire scene, shaping the psychoplasm into a more manageable form. Best day. That was the... Hold on. I take that last memory and reduce it down to a single spark. That was the best day. Best thing I ever did. It's worth keeping, but I'd only break it or lose it. Guess I should put it somewhere safe. Queens, New York. Look at that rain. Yeah, it's a hell of a night, Wanda. Are you okay? You seem kind of restless or something. I don't know. Just thinking. We're so lucky, aren't we, Terry? We've got everything we ever wanted. I just feel sorry for any poor thing that has to be out there. Wanda, I saved it for you. It just seems... Oh! Wanda! Something just came into my head. I seem to remember something, and then it was gone. It was... I love you. Close the drapes, honey. Come to bed. The window goes dark. The world goes dark. But that's okay. I'm used to it. Darkness is my home now. October 94. Showtime, Part 1. Houdini astounds capacity. Defies 10 handcuffed straitjacket concerned police attentive. Okay. A bunker under Nagasaki, Japan. August 9th, 1945. The war is nearly lost. With all other options exhausted, there is one tactic yet untried. Men of influence from religion, business, and the military focus their energies to gain aid from the army of a different emperor. One of darkness. Elsewhen, where? Quick, I think something's about to come through. You'll be glad I found this window. Okay, hold on. They've done it. They've bridged the abyss. We're definitely registering infernal matter, sir. It's unmistakable. A pity there wasn't the time to set up any controls or sufficient measurement schemes. We are fortunate that you discovered this event window at all. Now the bomb. I am glad these Earthians found the second one necessary. This atomic event may tell us something about the effects of mundane high-energy particle bombardment on infernal matter. It has already been determined that neither blast force nor heat can phase a hell creature. This is all Morrison, I think, writing this, which sounds very Morrison. Okay, so there's nothing there. Perhaps we have underestimated the potency of this blast and its feedback to our monitors. Who could have anticipated that this energy release would be of any significance to us on our planar level? I was right. We're no longer registering the infernal matter. But where did the hell creature go? This merits further investigation. But it is of no real urgency. %9C to it. Okay. Somewhere in the Soviet Union, several years ago. Steady. Closer. There's Yusev Volokov. Inhale. Hold it. Just squeeze. But instead, there's no time to make the shot. Spack, 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 spack. Jesus. Move it, Simmons. Move it. Move. Spack, spack, move. Brip, brip. Brip, brip, move, move, move! Crunch! Inside now! Click! The Bowery, New York City, 5:10 a.m. Squeeze, 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 click! Oh, nightmare. That wasn't there when I went to sleep. But thrash! Well, Tash, but we got it. Rawr! Your meat! Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God! But it was just a pile of rags. Bums don't dress in those colors. We need to talk, Hellspawn. Oh! I can't let him get away. He blew me up. Don't worry about it. I snared his wallet and we can find him later. For now, we have more pressing matters to discuss. Grab random pieces from all over the earth and throw them together on a small island. This gives you Manhattan and makes it the greatest city in the world. The Bowery slaps against Greenwich Village, which borders Chinatown and Little Italy. Half an hour's drive uptown, one finds Little Ukraine, sandwiched between Central Park West and Harlem. Wow. Some of the shops there are bilingual signs because some of the locals have a better grasp of Cyrillic. It's a perfect neighborhood. Needless to say, there's no shortage of gossip. Topic this early morning. Porsche McNeil. Here comes that lazy kid again. 22 years old. Big shot, has his own apartment downtown, but still he brings his dirty socks home to mama. When I was his age, I stayed around and supported my mother and family. No respect for anyone, that kid. That's what happens when you marry out of the neighborhood. Your children are bums. Fair, that's Scott. At least the kid has a good job in electronics. And speaking of jobs, I'd better be getting to the airport. An old friend called to say that he's coming in and his luggage needs special care. For the first time ever, nuclear technicians from the former Soviet bloc nations will be meeting with their global counterparts in an informal setting. The three-day conference, which opens tomorrow at New York's Columbia University, has been hailed as yet another sign that the Cold War has ended. And if you ask me, political and financial issues aside, these gentlemen need some serious fashion advice. First time to town First time to town, farm boys? I think my grandmother was buried in one of those suits. I have a word of English they should all take the time to learn. Armani. So why is it that these guys flew 6,000 miles? Are we talking about A-bombs? We're never going to use the damn things. This is all photo opportunity. The rank-and-file folks in the Ukraine are up against oppressive unemployment and horrible inflation. What's worse, they have a rampant plague of gangster activity. Why talk about nukes when your country's courting certain economic collapse? If they had any sense, they'd keep on selling us their bombs instead of sending these useless has-beens to talk about the good old days. Makes me miss the Cold War. Get a new life, guys. Hauling luggage. Always luggage. 31 years ago, Andrei Zlenko left his Ukrainian homeland on a temporary visa, carrying what little he owned in shabby suitcases. Every day at his job, he is reminded of that event. He wonders if he will still be carrying luggage in the afterlife. At the time he left, he had no intention of returning to the old country. Now he sometimes finds himself looking wistfully back on those simpler days, until he remembers the secret police. That memory has become more vivid just now. He recognizes the cheap luggage, the names of the Russian cities on the travel stickers, and the watchful eyes. His old neighbor's Yusef's conspicuously sturdy carrying case slides into view. The uniform of his overseer is different. It's still a uniform. Damn thugs. A man can risk all to transport himself to the other side of the world. And the worst of the old life can find a way to hollow. Inspected by United States Customs. No matter. The overseer is just a formality. Yusuf is an old friend, and that friendship is worth at least this small favor. Columbia University. It is late on a Saturday evening, the second day of the East-West Atomic Warfare Science and Applications Conference. Several speakers from the Eastern Bloc decide to sample the real America, one that decades of Soviet propaganda had burned into their minds. Far from warning, it has become a beacon, an ideal. Gentlemen, we have arrived, a truly magnificent result of a free society, a truly magnificent result of breeding, too. Let us go inside and drink. You know, it is such a shame that our science will never be put to practical use. Oh, that was translated from Russian, but there you go. Yes, ours is a dying profession. What good is it to know how to destroy the Earth if we never get the chance? I don't know. Perhaps there will yet be a use for our knowledge. Cheer up. Any spy worth his metal would love our fusion data. Just today I was speaking with a colleague from Israel. Their bombs are quite efficient. A shame that they must keep it secret. I still prefer the old, tried and true atomics. They're so easy to just dismantle, pick up, and take anywhere with you. Did any of you meet Gaddafi's envoy? Now there is a man could make us all very wealthy, I bet. This is Misha. Give me Station Chief Ivanov, now. Okay, Mama. You were right. Loud, crazy talk got one of our KGB shadows out of the way, and now the other's distracted. Let's head for the exit. Idiot! I leave for a moment, and they slip away. I'll try to nab them. You call it in this time. I will see you back at the conference tomorrow. But Yusuf, there are more bars to visit. Where are you going? To see my expatriate friends. Gudaluk coming up. Elsewhen, where? The place is known as the Overlap. It is a reality that intersects all planes of existence. It is the birthplace of what's called magic. Yep, this is Morrison. There are no spiritual or physical laws here. Reality is elastic here. This realm is inhabited by powerful beings from a million worlds, as well as flora, fauna, and terrain from those places, all scattered haphazardly across an infinite backdrop. Each denizen has his, her, its own priorities and assignments. The Overlap is primarily a place of discovery and experimentation, a laboratory without bounds. One such group is meeting now to discuss their current foray into human spiritual space and the physics of hell.
Thanks for coming. I couldn't be more excited now that things are moving. I've been keeping an eye on those Earthians and their atomic fetish, and they haven't all killed each other yet, so I've managed to push things in a direction that'll give us some answers soon. Our last survey, where a hell creature was blown up, was a bust, but that's okay. We weren't prepared for that event the way we are now. This time, I plugged a thought program into a scientist there. He'll detonate an atom bomb at a preset time. A demon, the latest hellspawn, will be near Ground Zero. We place an agent there who will make sure that the creature's in place. We know the strength of the blast, so we've taken viewing precautions. So now, our conclusive test to determine if atomics can kill demons and in the process scatter their infernal matter. And the best part is that persnickety pest, Houdini, is the agent on the scene. We clear up two problems at once. Am I good or what? I trust that the pest will verify the nature of the hell creature's powers and temperament first. That will be useful information should we decide to work on hell in the future. The place is ripe for manipulation. Houdini is using one of our portal devices. I told him it's more efficient to transport than meditation or whatever is the usual method. In his confusion over the failure of our device, he will not have time to adjust to his normal mode of transfer and will perish. Brilliant! But he always escapes. Little Ukraine, toward midnight. Excuse me, please. Andrei Zelenko is... Huh? I look for Andrei Zelenko. Oh, yeah, try 301, but it's past the old man's bedtime, I think. No matters. Greenwich Village, an hour later. I gotta get out of this rut. My life in three words would be boring. Under task, assistant manager. Make that four words. Lucy, I'm home. For once, it's a good thing the cleaning service is on strike. So check this out. Last night, I set off another one of my buttes, but some dude chased me. He was all on fire and screaming. It was cool. I bet you wet your pants, buddy. Not even, but whatever it takes, I'll get rid of those bums by my place. What about the bums by your ma's place? That's where you hang out all the time. Bite me. Anyway, I gotta get back to work here. This next one is gonna be bright. There's no way I'm gonna believe you're Harry Houdini. Well, you're a demon from hell. Aren't you dead or something? Aren't you? I get your point, but this is pretty hard to believe. Which part, that I'm a dimension-traveling hypermage 10,000 times more powerful than my stage act let on? Or that you're an invulnerable, ultrasong, horrible puppet of hell? Both, I guess. Good. I've tweaked his curiosity. However, I didn't come here to discuss our mutually unbelievable conditions. I'm here to speak about you, Hellspawn, and about your powers. What do you know about my powers? You're just an escape artist. Just an escape artist? Just an escape artist? Are you aware of how many years I spent non-magical, grueling years learning to be just an escape artist? As it turned out, those levels of concentration led to my accidental extra-dimensional discoveries. Things beyond hocus-pocus and mere spiritualism. Now I know magic. Real magic. Foop! So you see what I did? An illusion? Smoke pellet? Teleportation? Does it matter? That was magic. That I moved from point A to point B in a non-mundane manner. It was the result, not the method, that mattered. Remember, Grant Morrison always says, only results matter. He says it over and over again. Pop magic. Only results matter. Only results matter. Doesn't matter what it takes to get the results, as long as you get the results. Only results matter. If you're not getting results, it's not worth it. Magic is about perception and the will's ability to alter that perception. Yes, using energy. Why are we having an occult conversation in Spawn? Okay, just gotta be real with you guys. I was not expecting a cult comic to be in Spawn. Like, I saw Grant Morrison, I'm like, is he gonna talk about, yeah, wow, okay, I didn't know that. Like, I was expecting, like, Vertigo. Like, this is not Vertigo night, guys. This isn't Spawn, and it's not The Invisibles. This is, not Spawn. This isn't the Sandman and The Invisibles tonight. We're not doing Sandman and Invisibles tonight. This is Spawn. This is Todd McFarlane's Spawn. And here we are with a huge occult conversation where I'm talking about only results matter and methods. Like, why this stuff just keeps popping up, man? It's like, okay, this one's not going to be a cult, and boom, it's a cult. Okay, but anyway, back to Spawn, surprisingly.
Magic is all about perception and the will's ability to alter that perception, using energies gathered from beyond this world. Magic is like telling a lie so convincing that even the universe believes you. Yes! And you, my friend, are a creature of magic, albeit a finite power. However, you need to exhaust your power. That symbiotic costume can do much of your work for you. Good God, quick, behind you! Kushk! You see? With only a thought, your suit attacks for you. It expends its energy, not yours. Skrek! Now, in the case of this bomb, the suit appreciated the threat and acted to keep you from harm without your conscious direction. Your energy expenditure? None. And there's more. Your most important power is a creature of sorcery's manifestation. With a clear head and a strong will, you can cause your costume to make just about anything provided you understand its essence, its size, the weight, the color, that sort of thing. For example, think of something small, like a marble. You know what it feels like, looks like and all. Now feel your desire for success fade to sureness. You will succeed. Let this willpower activate your costume. Reach out. The molecules are floating free. Grab them, think marble, and go on. Make one. A marble. Okay. Pretty close. We'll try again.
Look here, fellas. We got us a regular circus on the roof.
Brains, Divvy. You and me, we take the rich guy and the tux. Link, take the geek.
Yeah, you said it, Smokey.
Yeah, come and get me.
Link? Oh, please. Link, meet Chain. Clock!
Chain Link. Woof!
Goof! Brains, Divvy, Smokey, let your name speak your fate.
Ugh! Ah! Puss! Oh my God, his brain fell out.
What the devil came over you? You mutilated those kids.
Nothing of the sort. It was a visible illusion based on their ludicrous nicknames. They'll snap out of it soon. Whereas you, my friend, were positively brutal. Your powers. Yeah, my powers. How is it that you and everyone else I meet know so much about me, and I know squat? You know more about yourself if you try something new every now and again. Your abilities are vast, yet you're still thinking like a mortal. What are you then, hotshot?
Yes, I've got him. Unlike you, I'm just human. When and where I come from, I play the escape artist. Part of my time, though, is spent in the heart of magic, the overlap, where I'm a prankster, an annoyance. For you, I'm the ticket to knowledge. And speaking of tickets, I'm taking you to a show beyond your wildest dreams. Columbia University presents the East-West Atomic Warfare Science and Applications Conference all 3 days.
First, though, you'll need to be less conspicuous. Put this on and tone that costume down. There's a good fellow. Ever driven a Rolls before?
At that moment, 3 stories below, splatter them all with paint. Why don't those creeps just take the hint and leave?
Stick around, my boy, and soon you'll be able to do this with a flick of the wrist. And then below, it's that damn kid again, annoying whelp. This time he's toast. Right behind you, Hellspawn. I'm gonna nail that punk to the wall with his own bones. I'm gonna drive.
Queens, New York, the home of Spawn's widow, Wanda Blake, her husband, Terry Fitzgerald, and their daughter, Cyan.
Ugh.
A blissful suburban morning, just minutes past 5.
Ring!
Huh? Hello? Yeah, Percy, what the heck? Now?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got Alpha 5 Alpha clearance. You're serious?
Why couldn't the KGB handle this?
Oh, it couldn't handle it, so... 3 guys came back, 1 guy at large. So what's the big deal? Do you seriously think anyone would be able to smuggle an atomic device?
Or smuggle in an atomic device, rather.
Yeah, the customs crew at JFK aren't all they could be. So what do you want me to do about it?
Percy, come on. My job is to read Russian, not speak it.
Damn it, Percy, I'm no field agent.
Oh, now I am? You don't pay me for that.
All right.
Give me an hour, but you explain it to my wife. Same to you. Bye.
Uh-huh. It's a new schedule thing, honey. I have to work overtime before my shift this time.
Gotta go.
Hold on. I gotta say that again. It's a new schedule thing, honey. I have to work overtime before my shift this time. Gotta go.
Did he say atomic device?
In 2 weeks, atomic device.
November 94. Showtime part 2.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's a magical symbol there. You notice Dr. Strange has made it several times. A little bit of heavy metal too, right? Oh, wow, this is cool. I didn't even know this existed. Grant Morrison went full-on magic occult with Spawn, and I never knew it. Ah, my demonic friend, there are so many things to teach you about magic. Like, how the heck you're making this car defy gravity? Defy gravity? Nonsense. I've simply convinced gravity that the car is lighter than air. We've become a dirigible, propelled by our own exhaust. You can't defy a law of physics. Magic works with the natural world, not against it. It doesn't sound so natural to me. That's why I'm teaching you. Wait, I see the punk down there. Following his murder, Al Simmons was reborn as demonic Spawn, and he now faces a world that's changed in unexpected ways, and his own new abilities just as unexpected and mysterious. The late-night silence of Manhattan's little Ukraine is cut by the roar of the bomber's speeding car. Unknown to him, a demon and his newfound mentor in silent pursuit. I wonder who he's meeting here. Man, that was the best one yet. Gotta catch the news. See if I made it this time. He's gotta be working for the mob or someone. Who cares? We can get him later. I've got two invites to the Magician's Club for some after-hours fun. One of their boys has a trunk of mine I'd like to look in on. Coming? The heck with that. I'm sticking to this kid like glue. Something will turn up. Suit yourself. I'll see you in a few hours. Time passes slowly, but when he was alive and a soldier, Al Simmons was used to waiting. Cyrillic writing on these signs takes me back. Monterey, California, Language Immersion School. Quite a few years ago. I don't know how I got through it. Good thing I had a buddy's papers to read. That's when I met Terry. That's his voice down there. Excuse me, please. Gentlemen, I am Special Agent Fitzgerald of the U.S. government. May I come ask you some questions? What's he doing here? Translated from Russian. Uh-oh, trouble. But of course, come with us, please. It is warmer inside. Your accent needs practice, little spy. Let us teach you.
Ugh! Scash! Leave him alone! Clock! That's my friend! Sput, 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 sput! Oh, clink, clink, clink!
If it would hurt you more, I'd kill you! Splack! Come on, Terry, let's go! What's this say, Yusuf Voloskov? Jeez, I almost bagged him years ago. What's he got to do with this mess? Says he's here for some weapons conference and went AWOL, but where? Go easy there, Terry. Lean on this car. What? That's Volkolov in front of the punk's building, or I'm not dead. I knew this thing stank, but not this bad. Ugh. Whatever it is, this agent has got an unfinished duty to execute. Rumor has it that our visiting Eastern European dignitaries did some decidedly undignified carousing last night and showed up at all the wrong parties. Need a bromo, comrades? Seems one of your pals is still sleeping it off. Ugh, what hit me? What was up with those guys? Can't let Terry know who I am. Hold on, we'll do that in a minute. Yusuf Voloskov, a visiting scientist from the East-West Atomic Warfare Science and Applications Conference, is still unaccounted for. Sources close to the NYPD have informed us of a major search for the missing technician. Foul play has not been ruled out. I guess you're right. Thanks, mister, for pulling my skillet out of the fire. Can't let Terry know who I am yet. Not yet. You know, brother, you might want to be more careful with the people around here. I'll never let Wanda become a widow again. If you ask me, it's all about money. The Russians have all the romance and limelight of big changes. What gets lost in the shuffle is that there are ex-Soviet republics that are also struggling for a new system. They need money too. The Ukraine, where Volokhov is from, could use even a fifth of the aid that has been promised to Russia. Percival Isaacson Smythe, please. Fitzgerald Terrence, DA5A-923777. Yo, Percy, I just got the bejesus kicked out of me. Nah, some match Chris dude helped me out. No, what I need is for you to roll me down some muscle stat. That's right, you bit off more than I can chew. I have a problem, my friend. I am due to give my lecture in 2 hours. However, a key electrical element was damaged on my journey. I am at a loss. Too drafty in here. My neighbor's son works for an electronics firm. He is quite skilled. In fact, he should be here now getting his laundry from her. She lives in number 212 downstairs. Let us go talk to the boy. Thump! Atomic weapons, I knew there was more in here than meets the eye. I don't know who the kid's working for, though. This must be big. Terry's called in some goons. So what happened here? I woke up outside. How long ago did Volokhov leave? I did not know. He went to the university. What about these bozos? You're in charge here. I'm not hurt. Forget them. We have to get to Columbia ASAP. You missed a good show, but nothing like the one we're going to now. Hop in. But we have to get to Columbia University. Something dangerous is going on. You peeked at these, didn't you? I got them from the kid's wallet, front row center. I knew it. The kid works for the commies. Columbia University, day 3 of the conference. What exactly is Volokhov going to be speaking about? Demonstration of an atomic detonator. We have to get in there. We're with the government, FBI, NRC, Secret Service. Not to digress, gentlemen, but if you're not faculty, that'll be $6 each. Wait a minute. What does he mean, demonstration of an atomic detonator? Greenwich Village. Aeroflot has flown me to heaven. It's a scientist supermarket. Hitachi, NEC, you Americans lead the world in technology. Are you sure you can fix my detonator in time? Look, old man, I've built more detonators than you've got chins. Eh? I said no problem. I'm almost there. I think? Good, for we must hurry. We are nearly late for my lecture. Yamaha! Ah. Columbia University, halfway across town and less than an hour later. It is a surprisingly large turnout for the dry topic at hand. Only the conference participants or devout weaponry wonks would be interested in finely engineered atomic detonators. They won't be disappointed. The audience grows quiet as Yusef Volokhov, a pioneer of the former Soviet Union's atomic program, walks to the podium. This is his proudest moment. He has spent over 40 years in top secret research. Now at last he can gain the eyes and ears of the world. But there is another reason for Yusef to be here. His objective is not recognition. The well-being of his country, the Ukraine, is his sole concern. The moment at hand, members of the audience smile in recognition. There's no mistaking the chromium steel object for anything but what it is, an atomic bomb. The briefcase is handed gingerly to Yusef. He withdraws the shielded container. It is enough plutonium for a bomb which could level a good-sized section of the city. This city. The audience reacts, either in terror, giggling, anticipation. Then abruptly, the guns make it all real. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished colleagues, you cannot doubt what your eyes are showing you. It is indeed an atomic bomb. It is now primed. Rather than my lecture, I will now present my demands. My Ukraine has languished in poverty while her cousin Russia has gained all the attention of the world. It is time for this to end. Kachik! You and your government shall loan my Ukraine $1.5 billion, $1 billion per kiloton of my device here, or I shall destroy New York City. Guns, everybody get down. Atomic terrorist, Percy was right. Holy, can't get a clear line of fire. Guns, commies with guns, and sorcerer with a bigger gun. The overlappers have come before the prime, by far the oldest of the creatures dwelling here, and linked directly into the living realm itself. All data gathered from a billion universes is fed directly through this creature so that the overlap may be nourished and thrive. So it has been forever. Come forth and speak to me, my eyes and ears. Most gracious superior, our new experiments go well. The bomb. We will soon learn if it is possible to destroy a hell creature with atomic bombardment. Our experiment will provide us with much needed data on the physical extremes of the creatures of Earthian hell. On the physical extremes the creatures of Earthian hell can withstand. Tell him about the bomb. Yes, we have insinuated an Earthian particle splitting device, and with that, we have also condemned that meddler Houdini to his end. Very good. Proceed. I am certain you will have fresh knowledge to feed us. However, this Houdini is your own affair. Yes, my superior, you shall be well fed, and the overlap shall celebrate the triumph of our new information. While on Earth, the test continues. Please, everyone, to remain calm. Your guns will not stop us. Always the performer, Houdini starts the show with a shot into the air. Kroom! Frayed nerves snap. Instincts direct shots at the only familiar target, Special Agent Fitzgerald. Blam! Jesus! No! The exits are far and few between. Blah, blah, blah. The exits are few. Yeah, I did say that correctly. The exits are far and few between. Chaos ensues. Bam! Fools! We would have been so simple. Chuck! Click! You idiots! Enough! I have started the timer. Bideep, bideep, bideep. Let go, Igor! If you do not end this madness, the bomb will end it for you. Thank you. I return your lives to you for now. Scorp! Bideep, 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 bideep. Bonjour, moi! It will not stop!
I've done my bit. That's my cue to check out of here. Those schmucks have shut me out. It's time I paid them a piece of my mind. Concentrate. Just another trap. Got my pathway. Visualize. This is our... I am good. This is our moment to think we feared Houdini's revolutionary talk. I salute you. Whatever that is. Focus. Hurt. Transmit the blast. Channel the blast. Reality shatters like candied glass. The part of our universe containing the bomb is trapped by the sorcerer and shunted into another place. The instant of the atom split the time when fierce energies are released never even happens in our world. Spawn carries on, unaware of the package moment behind him, venting his rage on Terry's attacker. As nature abhors a vacuum, so too does reality. Only more so the stage and other parts of the our world are rent violently from this plane, falling in the wake of the transported blast. Compressed into a beam of power, the reality envelope is shoved through the mail slot of the unsuspecting addressee. By reflex, Houdini uses the memory of his trunk as a focus, and it sends the tight particulate of stream where it will do the most good. Columbia University's lecture hall is buzzing. With amazed scientists, there was less than a second of light. Blah, 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 let's try that again. Columbia University's lecture hall is buzzing with amazed scientists. There is less than a second of light, but that was enough to inspire idle speculation for years to come. Fried. Damn. I had so much to learn from you, Houdini, if you really were Houdini. A flash, and then it vanished, or something. Did you hear something? It was just the ice machine down the hall. H. Geiger, 1882 to 1945. Moments ago, these Geiger counters were set off the scale by radiation from Volokhov's bomb. So thorough was Houdini's magic that for a moment, even normal background levels were flat. Wow. Appears to be an attempted nuclear terrorist action at Columbia University. What you are seeing is amateur video showing what we believe to be two of the terrorists. Police will say only that one is American, the other Ukrainian national, and that there was some sort of bomb threat. Witnesses claim that though it seemed there was an explosion, the evidence is in dispute. However, the presence of an armed atomic bomb has been corroborated by a number of expert eyewitnesses. Or expert witnesses, rather. Fire crews are looking for any possible connections between these reports of a blackened part of the hall where the stage had been. The alleged threat was apparently averted by a suspected youngblood thought to have been fried to a crisp by some unknown force at the scene. The government has denied both the report of the nuclear threat and supposed explosion, and of any youngblood activity in New York City at the time. Could this have been a rogue blood connected to some previously unknown organization? Certainly someone or something was recorded leaving the scene. Here was an analysis... Elsewhere on the Columbia campus. Seems Houdini left the car invisible. That makes it up to me to find it. Just concentrate. Use the costume to rearrange the photons. Make the car reappear. Perfect. Guess I might be better at magic than I thought. Sorry about the mystery here, Terry, but I can't have you know about me just yet. Damn it, Houdini had the keys. Fine, I'll just manifest them. Easy. To sing. By creating the key, Spawn had passed Houdini's test. What the? Poot! The car's purpose thus fulfilled, it defaults back to the overlap. Back in the Bowery, life has returned to normal in the hours after the lecture. The police, left with no evidence of a crime, have dropped all charges against Porsche McNeil. I should have got some food from Mom, too. I'm starved. Hey, someone's been in here. Boom! Though loud, the blast was harmless. Confetti falls, a paper rain carrying a note with it. Don't ever mess with me or my alley again. Or the next one takes you out and the whole building with it. Spawn. The overlap, timeless and infinite. Now also the study groups form a scene of atomic decimation. The experiment is blown up in their faces. In the distance, unexpected guests attempt to regain their equilibrium. For the other overlappers, a new field of inquiry beckons. Which life forms will benefit from the radiation, and which will die, suffer, or mutate? For some, the suffering is obvious. Gregor, have we died? Where are we? How long must we stay here? Is this the afterlife? Not at all, Earthian scum. Now that your energy has been dampened, you have much to answer for, and even more to clean. It will be interesting to see how your kind fare against radiation burns, little humans. We have forever to learn. Rot, clean, rot, clean, clean. Forever, rot, forever. Again, 1916, on a stage in Los Angeles. He hasn't got out yet. Harry said raise it after 5 minutes. The hush audience is terrified. No normal human being could have survived this long. 5 minutes without air.
The trunk is lowered to the stage. Intensity builds. The genteel crowd waits breathlessly while they see death firsthand. Once more, Harry Houdini has mystified them. Ah, thank you. You're too kind. Ah, my public, I return for you yet again. Where's his cape? A couple more manacles and I wouldn't have had the seconds to slip away and back. Perhaps I can work that diverted explosion gimmick into my show. Of course, whatever that is too might have something to say about that. Lucky for him, I'll have to save that encore for another day. The end. Now that was an interesting set of Spawn. It was all occult. Like Grant Morrison writing Spawn. I didn't even know this happened. He's very good at it. He basically filled in all the occult stuff or the magic stuff. Dealing with his costume and manifesting and all that kind of thing. Even had kind of a little, you know, they do this a lot where they just basically kind of teach him magic, you know, one of those sort of things. Just a primer, a little primer on basically what he does and what we learn later in The Invisibles. And don't worry, folks. He's going to go much further into detail than that. I know you were looking at, you know, the whole trans situation and all that. There's way more to it. I mean, that's really involved. But he's going to go a bit deeper into it. So, just wait. You'll see some hardcore stuff pretty soon there. And hopefully with Spawn, too. There's going to be more Spawn coming up for sure. Now, let's look at the sketchbook. Okay. Spawn 15 cover. Medieval Spawn. I wasn't really crazy about that story. Spawn 16 cover. Of course, the fight with, they called him Vindicator, but they just called him Anti-Spawn. They called him Vindicator in, like, the game and a couple other things, but they're calling him Anti-Spawn here for some reason. There he is again. Another good one. Love the sketches on these, right? That's really cool. Yep, there's some more. Just a lot of sketches. Which is cool. I like to see the sketches, right? It's amazing to see that kind of work. You know, Hammerhand does this kind of stuff. Shout outs to Hammerhand. With Spawn, legendary writer and artist Todd McFarlane unleashed his iconic anti-hero on the world and launched the most successful independent comic book in history. Spawn is a hero unlike any that has come before. Government agent Al Simmons was killed by one of his own men. Resurrected from the depths of hell, he returns to Earth as a warrior Spawn, guarding the forgotten denizens of the alleys of New York City. As he seeks answers about his past, Spawn grapples with the dark forces that return him to Earth, battling enemies and discovering unlikely allies. As he learns to harness the extraordinary powers he now possesses, he begins to grasp the full extent of what brought him back and what he left behind. Spawn Origins Volume 3 contains the stories and artwork that helped create the Spawn legacy, featuring stories penned by Grant Morrison. Yeah, this is Grant Morrison. Spawn creator Todd McFarlane and the artistic debut of fan-favorite Spawn artist Greg Capullo. Remember, Greg Capullo has done some heavy metal covers too. There's a lot of metal bands that have had his work. He is a metal guy. Each volume of the Spawn Origin series includes six previously released sold-out issues of Spawn published in an all-new design and format. But that's just the beginning. Exclusive bonus content includes cover galleries and behind-the-scenes art. Each volume also includes a classic Spawn cover reimagined in a vibrant, new, digitally painted style. There you go. Good stuff, guys. So what's next? Volume 4. Yeah. 164? I think we can do it. Not right now, but we can definitely do it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out of here for Spawn. And don't worry, more Spawn's on the way.